This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard a good vibration in that song. How about Good Migration? When the ducks start coming down. Graham Gressith from Axed Out Guides joins us now to talk about just that. Graham, how are you tonight?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
Good. You're at the Gopher, what was it, the football game, right? Or basketball? What was it? The picture?
No, I was at the I was at the Vikings game last Sunday.
Viking? Oh, was that fun, huh?
That was a good one. Yep. That was a good one.
You had your son with you. You got to see what it feels like, huh?
Tickets from one of my clients for his 10th birthday, and he was pretty bummed at the end of, at halftime, and he plays and. Luckily, I did. I looked pretty smart in his eyes, so it was awfully fun in the second half.
Yeah, fun second half is what he'll remember, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think he stopped jumping from about from the time he threw that touchdown to Irv Smith Jr. into the game. He jumped in for time, so it was fun to watch.
Graham, it's still hunting. How long does hunting season go, duck hunting season in Minnesota? Oh. Oh, you're breaking up pretty good, Graham.
Sunday, the Sentinel. One second. Let me get up.
Yep.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
Okay, sorry. I'll get closer. I'll get back on the Wi-Fi here maybe.
Yep.
No, anyway, duck season goes through Sunday here in the Central Zone.
Yep.
And then once we get down, then Piastata closes here, and then we've got another week of duck hunting in the South Zone, and that's as long as you're south of 212. You can still hunt ducks until December 1st.
And then, but goose season picks up again in December, right?
Yeah, goose season doesn't stop. Goose season will stay open all the way through to Christmas. So, and there's a lot of geese around, Mike. This is probably the best year for Canada goose hunting in the state of Minnesota, or the best November anyway, in a long time. I mean, there are just so many geese in the metro and western Minnesota right now. It's just unbelievable.
And what's holding them, the rivers or what?
No, well, the lakes are still open. We got cold there, but then we had that wind, and we kept open water, and then it got warm last week, and then the lakes opened wide open, and then we got cold last night. But, there's just so many birds that they keep that water open. And, I mean, I don't know what the count is on Lac Parle. There's, maybe 50,000 to 80,000 out there. I'm not sure. There's a pile of birds.
Wow. Now, what about duck hunting right now? What's it like?
If you can get into a feed where those ducks are using, it can get pretty nutty. There's a lot of ducks out in the western part of the state.
And so you're field hunting them, and the key is to get what, closest to open water, closest field to open water, or what?
A lot of ducks and geese are feeding in the same field right now, just because there's so many. When you get that many birds that start twisting down on the field, it's just so much activity that both ducks and geese will usually follow into it. So, for most of the spots that we're hunting, most of them have ducks and geese feeding in them. So if a guy can get out there and scout and find where those birds are roosting still, and just kind of follow that flight line, they're going to be in a cornfield somewhere within 2 to 4 miles off of that roost.
Is it mainly morning hunts, or where's your success?
A lot of it this last couple weeks, a lot of it's been in the afternoon. If you can, cloudy and windy, then you'll be able to get after them in the morning. They'll feed in the morning. Today, where it was clear, cold, we didn't have a bird leave the refuge this morning until about 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Really?
Yep. So if it's going to be, like tomorrow is going to be a little bit warmer, we'll probably have some birds feed in the morning, but it'll be a heavy afternoon feed. And then Sunday, we're set for some pretty good cloud cover. So I'd say if guys are going to go out, Sunday would probably be your best chance to get after them in the morning.
On Sunday?
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, you're always looking day to day to see what it looks like weather-wise, of course. And in the metro area, are you able to hunt ducks and geese in the same field, or not necessarily? Is it more western Minnesota where you get the mix?
Yeah, there's a good amount of ducks around the metro, too. We had a nice hunt. That one that I messaged you about on Thursday, that was there was ducks and geese in that one. The ducks really want to play on Thursday morning, but the geese came out hungry, and we got after them pretty good.
So the ducks would circle, look a little bit, but they wouldn't come in?
Yep. Yeah, they'd circle a few times and look like they were going to do it, and then they just kind of bugged out, which is usually the opposite. Usually ducks are kind of the layup, and the geese are a little more finicky, but it was the opposite that day.
Well, so overall, this has been a really good year for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, we got the birds got a little stale and a little tough in early November, but then when it got cold, and we right around that November full moon, which is always, you know, if you talk to waterfowlers, those full moons are always when those birds are going to push. You usually get a weather system that accompany them, and we just got lucky where we were able to keep a lot of open water, and we just had a massive, a massive push of birds, and it's been great since.
How did you do in South Dakota when you had groups out there?
Good. It was tough out there, Mike, because, you know, there was no harvest. So we hunted bean fields. We hunted layout blinds and bean fields, I think, 4 of the 6 days that we were there. That's what the ducks were feeding in because there was just no corn out.
Yeah, not ideal, though, right?
No, it was tough. You can hide in bean fields. That's kind of an art that you kind of learn over the years. So it can be done, but it's awfully tough.
Yeah, for sure. And that's called hunting because you never know what you're going to get. But they pick more corn now, will that stay good for a while?
Yeah, there should be. You know, the hard thing is, Mike, it's so wet out there. Those farmers didn't sound like they were going to. I mean, I think a lot of those farmers were kind of resigned to getting after their corn in the spring.
Oh, really? So it's that big a problem out there, huh?
Yeah, they're pretty far behind. Yeah, I mean, it was a struggle. So,
And that also slows down the pheasant hunting to a halt, too.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. I've talked to quite a few groups that were out in South Dakota and just really had a tough time.
Huh. All right, big guy. I'll be in touch with you, okay?
Yep, sounds good, bud.
Graham Gress has Maxed Out Guides, and I've been out hunting with this guy. They know what they're doing, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.